Chapter 41. 15. I had intended to be early with the secretary this morning, when my man admitted upstairs one Mr. Newcomb, 17, an officer, who brought me a letter from the Bishop of Clare, with four lines added by Mrs. Ash, all about that Newcomb. I think, indeed, his case is hard, but God knows whether I shall be able to do him any service. People will not understand. I am a very good second, but I care not to begin a recommendation, unless it be for an intimate friend. However, I will do what I can. I missed the secretary, and then walked to Chelsea, to dine with the Dean of Christ Church, 18, who was engaged to Lord Ory with some other Christ Church men. He made me go with him, whether I would or not, for they have this long time admitted me a Christ Church man. Lord Ory, generally every winter, gives his old acquaintance of that college a dinner. There were nine clergymen at table, and four laymen. The dean and I soon left them, and after a visit or two, I went to Lord Masham's, and Lord Treasurer, Arbuthnot, and I sat till 12. And now I am come home, and got to bed. I came afoot, but had my man with me. Lord Treasurer advised me not to go in a chair, because the Mohawks insult chairs more than they do those on foot. They think there is some mischievous design in those villains. Several of them, Lord Treasurer told me, are actually taken up. I heard at dinner that one of them was killed last night. We shall know more in a little time. I don't like them, as the men said. 19, Knight M.D. 16. This morning, at the secretary's, I met General Ross, 20, and recommended Newcomb's case to him, who promises to join with me in working up the Duke of Ormond, to do something for him. Lord Winchelsea, 21, told me today at court that two of the Mohawks caught a maid of old Lady Winchelsea's, 22, at the door of their house in the park, where she was with a candle, and had just lighted out somebody. They cut all her face, and beat her without any provocation. I hear my friend Lewis has got a Mohawk in one of the messenger's hands. The Queen was at church today, but was carried in an open chair. As he has got an ugly cough, Arbuthnot, her physician, says. I dined with Crow, 23, late governor of Barbados, an acquaintance of Stern's. 24, after dinner I asked him whether he had heard of Stern. Here he is, said he, at the door in a coach. And in came Stern. He has been here this week. He is buying a captainship in his cousin Stern's 25 regiment. He told me he left Jemmy Lee playing at cards with you. He is to give 800 guineas for his commission. I suppose you know all this better than one. How shall I have room to answer Uredel, 26, can I get it, I have gone so far already. Knight, dealist Lokes M.D. 17. Dr. Sacheverell came this morning, to give me thanks for getting his brother an employment. It was but 6 or 7 weeks, since I spoke to Lord Treasurer for him. Sacheverell brought Trap, 27, along with him. We dined together at my printer's, and I sat with them till 7. I little thought, and I believe so did he, that ever I should be his solicitor to the present ministry, when I left Ireland. This is the 7th I have now provided for since I came, and can do nothing for myself. I don't care, I shall have ministries and other people obliged to me. Trap is a coxcomb, and the tother is not very deep, and their judgment in things of wit or sense is miraculous. The second part of Law's A Bottomless Pit, 28, is just now printed, and better, I think, than the first. Knight, my two deal saucy dollars. 18. There is a proclamation out against the Mohawks. One of those that are taken is a baronet. I dined with poor Mrs. Wesley, who is returning to the bath. Mrs. Percival's, 29, young daughter has got the smallpox, but will do well. I walked this evening in the park, and met Prior, who made me go home with him, where I stayed till past 12, and could not get a coach, and was alone, and was afraid enough of the Mohawks. I will do so no more, though I got home safe. Prior and I were talking discontentedly of some managements, that though more people are turned out, which get Lord Treasurer many enemies. But whether the fault be in him, or the Queen, I know not, I doubt, in both. Unomens, it is now 7 weeks, since I received your last, but I expect one next Irish packet, to fill the rest of this paper, but if it don't come, I'll do without it. So I wish you good luck at Omber with the Dean. Night, none is 9:30, 19. Newcomb came to me this morning, and I went to the Duke of Ormond to speak for him, but the Duke was just going out to take the oaths for general. The Duke of Shrewsbury is to be Lord Lieutenant of Ireland. I walked with Domville and Ford to Kensington, where we dined, and it cost me above a crown. I don't like it, as the man said. 31. It was very windy walking. I saw there Lord Masham's children. The youngest, my nephew, I fear, has got the king's evil. The other two are daughters of 3 and 4 years old. 'Twas very windy walking. The gardens there are mighty fine. I passed the evening at Lord Masham's with Lord Treasurer and Arbuthnot, as usual, and we stayed till past 1. But I had my man to come with me, and at home I found 3 letters. One from one Fetherston, a parson, with a postscript of Tisdall's to recommend him. And Fetherston, whom I never saw, has been so kind to give me a letter of attorney, to recover a debt for him. Another from Lord Abercorn, to get him the Dukedom of Châtelherault. 32, from the King of France, in which I will do what I can, for his pretensions are very just. The 3rd, I warrant you, from our M.D. 'Tis a great stir this, of getting a dukedom from the King of France. But it is only to speak to the secretary, and get the Duke of Ormond to engage in it, and mention the case to Lord Treasurer, etc., and this I shall do. Knight dealist Richard M.D. 20. I was with the Duke of Ormond this morning, about Lord Abercorn, Dr. Freind, and Newcomb. Some will do, and some will not do. That's wise, Marums. 33. The Duke of Shrewsbury is certainly to be your governor. I will go in a day or two, and give the Duchess joy, and recommend the Archbishop of Dublin to her. I writ to the Archbishop, some months ago, that it would be so, and told him I would speak a good word for him to the Duchess, and he says he has a great respect for her, etc. I made our society change their house, and we met today at the Star and Garter in the Pall Mall. Lord Aaron was president. The other dog was so extravagant in his bills, that for 4 dishes and 4 first and second course, without wine or dessert, he charged £21.06.08 to the Duke of Ormond. We design, when all have been presidents this term, to turn it into a reckoning of so much a head, but we shall break up when the session ends. Knight Dealist, M.D. 21. Morning. Now I will answer M.D.'s riddle, N. 27. You that are adding to your number and grumbling, had made it 26, and then altered 34 to 27. I believe it is above a month since your last. Yes, it is above 7 weeks since I had your last. But I ought to consider that this was 12 days right, 35, so that makes it pretty even. Oh, the Surrey's aide, 36, with her excuses of a fortnight at Ballygal, seeing their friends, and landlord running away. Oh, old, hot a cruddle, 37, and a bustle. No, if you will have it, I am not Dean of Wells, 38, nor know anything of being so, nor is there anything in the story, and that's enough. It was not Roper, 39, sent that news. Roper is my humble slave. Yes, I heard of your resolves, and that Burton was embroiled. Stratford spoke to me in his behalf, but I said I hated the rascal. Poor Catherine gone to Wales? But she will come back again, I hope. I would see her in my journey, if she were near the road, and bring her over. Joe, 40, is a fool. That sort of business is not at all in my way, pray put him off it. People laugh when I mention it. Betty Podden, Merum, I'm Dradu Reiki Aplon. 41, no harm, I hope. And so, .dd wonders as he has not a letter of the day, who'll have it soon. .the D he is. Married to that vengeance. Men are not to be believed. I don't think her a fool. Who would have her? Dilly will be governed like an ass, and she will govern like a lion. Is not that true, PPT? Why, Stern told me he left you at Amber with Lee, and yet you never saw him. I know nothing of his wife being here. It may cost her a C-42, I don't care to write that word plain. Dottie is a little in doubt about buying his commission. Yes, I will bring you over all the little papers I can think on. I thought I sent you, by Lee, all that were good at that time. The author of the Sea Eclog sent books to the society yesterday, and we gave him guineas apiece, and, maybe, we'll do further from him for him, I mean. So the Bishop of Clare, and Lady, were your guests for a night or two. Why, PPT, you are grown a great gamester and company keeper. I did say to myself, when I read those names, just what you guess, and you clear up the matter wonderfully. You may converse with those two nymphs if you please, but the dash take me, if ever I do. Is, face, it is delightful to hear that PPT is every way PPT now, in health, and looks, and all. Pray God keep her so, many 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 years. I doubt the session will not be over till the end of April. However, I shall not wait for it, if the ministry will let me go sooner. I wish I were just now in my garden at Larriker. I would set out for Dublin early on Monday, and bring you an account of my young trees, which you are better acquainted with than the ministry, and so am one. Oh, now you have got number 41, have you so? Why, perhaps, I forgot, and kept it to next post in my pocket. I have done such tricks. My cold is better, but not gone. I want air and writing. Hold e tongue, OOPPT, about colds at Moor Park, the case is quite different. I will do what you desire me for Tisdall, when I next see Lord Anglesea. Pray give him my service. The weather is warm these 3 or 4 days, and rainy. I am to dine today with Lewis and Dartnewfoot Summers, 43, the clerk of the kitchen at court. Dartnewf loves good bits and good sups. Good mallows, richer sallows. At night, I dined, as I said, and it cost me a shilling for a chair. It has rained all day, and is very warm. Lady Masham's young son, my nephew, is very ill, and she is out of mind, 44, with grief. I pity her mightily. I am got home early, and going to write to the Bishop of Clare, but have no politics to send him. Night my own two dealest saucy dear ones. 22. I am going into the city this morning with a friend about some business, so I will immediately seal up this, and keep it in my pocket till evening, and then put it in the post. The weather continues warm and gloomy. I have heard no news since I went to bed, so can say no more. Pray send. Dot that I may have time to write to. .45 about it. I have here underneath given order for 40 shillings to Mrs. Brent, which you will send to Parvisel. Farewell, dealist deal MD, and drove PDFR dearly dearly. Farewell, MD, MD, FW, 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 me, Leal, and Leal again. Letter 44. 1. London, March 22, 1711-12. Ugly nasty weather. I was in the city today with Mrs. Wesley and Mrs. Percival, to get money from a banker for Mrs. Wesley, who goes to Bath on Thursday. I left them there, and dined with a friend, and went to see Lord Treasurer, but he had people with him, I did not know. So I went to Lady Masham's, and lost a crown with her at picket, and then sat with Lord Masham and Lord Treasurer, etc., there till past one. But I had my man with me, to come home. I gave in my 43rd, and one for the Bishop of Clare, to the post office, as I came from the city, and so you know 'tis late now, and I have nothing to say for this day. Our mohawks are all vanished. However, I shall take care of my person. Night my own two dealest nun is MD. 23. I was this morning, before church, with the secretary, about Lord Abercorn's business, and some others. My soliciting season is come, and will last, as long as the session. I went late to court, and the company was almost gone. The court serves me for a coffee house. Once a week I meet acquaintance there, that I should not otherwise see in a quarter. There is a flying report, that the French have offered a cessation of arms, and to give us Dunkirk, and the Dutch Namur, for security, till the peace is made. The Duke of Ormond, they say, goes in a week. Abundance of his equipage is already gone. His two friends are afraid the expense of this employment will ruin him, since he must lose the government of Ireland. I dined privately with a friend, and refused all dinners offered me at court, which, however, were but two, and I did not like either. Did I tell you of a scoundrel about the court, that sells employments to ignorant people, and cheats them of their money? He lately made a bargain for the Vice Chamberlain's place, for £7,000, and had received some guineas earnest. But the whole thing was discovered t'other day, and examination taken of it by Lord Dartmouth, and I hope he will be swinged. The Vice Chamberlain told me several particulars of it last night at Lord Masham's. Can D.D. play at ombre yet, enough to hold the cards, while P.P.T. steps into the next room? Night dealest solace. 3:24. This morning I recommended Newcomb again to the Duke of Ormond, and left Dick Stewart for, to do it further. Then I went to visit the Duchess of Hamilton, who was not awake. So I went to the Duchess of Shrewsbury, and sat an hour at her toilet. I talked to her about the Duke's being Lord Lieutenant. She said she knew nothing of it, but I rallied her out of that, and she resolves not to stay behind the Duke. I intend to recommend the Bishop of Clare to her for an acquaintance. He will like her very well. She is, indeed, a most agreeable woman, and a great favorite of mine. I know not whether the ladies in Ireland will like her. I was at the Court of Requests, to get some lords, to be at a committee tomorrow, about a friend's bill. And then the Duke of Beaufort gave me a poem, finely bound in folio, printed at Stamford, and writ by a country squire. Lord Exeter, 5, desired the Duke, to give it the Queen, because the author is his friend, but the Duke desired I would let him know, whether it was good for anything. I brought it home, and will return it tomorrow, as the dullest thing I ever read, and advise the Duke not to present it. I dined with Domville at his lodgings, by invitation, for he goes in a few days for Ireland. Night DMD. 25. There is a mighty feast at a Tory sheriff's today in the city. 1,200 dishes of meat. Above 5 lords, and several hundred gentlemen, will be there, and give 4 or 5 guineas apiece, according to custom. Dr. Coghill and I dined, by invitation, at Mrs. Van's. It has rained, or mizzled all day, as my pockets feel. There are 2 new answers come out to the conduct of the Allies. The last year's examiners, printed together in a small volume, go off but slowly. The printer overprinted himself by at least 1,000. So soon out of fashion are party papers, however so well writ. The medleys are coming out in the same volume, and perhaps may sell better. Our news about a cessation of arms begins to flag, and I have not these 3 days seen anybody in business, to ask them about it. We had a terrible fire last night in Drury Lane, or thereabouts, and 3 or 4 people destroyed. One of the maids of honor has the smallpox, but the best is, she can lose no beauty, and we have 1 new handsome maid of honor. Night MD. 26. I forgot to tell you that on Sunday last, about 7 at night, it lightened above 50 times as I walked the mall, which I think, is extraordinary at this time of the year, and the weather was very hot. Had you anything of this in Dublin? I intended to dine with Lord Treasurer today, but Lord Mansell and Mr. Lewis made me dine with them at Kit Musgrove's. 6. I sat the evening with Mrs. Wesley, who goes tomorrow morning to the bath. She is much better than she was. The news of the French desiring a cessation of arms, etc., was but town talk. We shall know in a few days, as I am told, whether there will be a peace or not. The Duke of Ormond will go in a week for Flanders, they say. Our Mohawks go on still, and cut people's faces every night. Face, they shan't cut mine, I like it better as it is. The dogs will cost me at least a crown a week in chairs. I believe the souls of your hawkers of cattle have got into them, and now they don't distinguish between a cow and a Christian. I forgot to wish you yesterday a happy new year. You know the 25th of March is the first day of the year, and now you must leave off cards, and put out your fire. I'll put out mine the 1st of April, cold or not cold. I believe I shall lose credit with you by not coming over at the beginning of April. But I hoped the session would be ended, and I must stay till then. Yet I would fain be at the beginning of my willows growing. Percival tells me that the quicksets upon the flat in the garden do not grow so well as those famous ones on the ditch. They want digging about them. The cherry trees, by the riverside, my heart is set upon. Night MD. 27. Society Day. You know that, I suppose. Dr. Arthurnet, 7, was president. His dinner was dressed in the Queen's kitchen, and was mighty fine. We ate it at Azinda's Chocolate House, 8, just by St. James. We were never merrier, nor better company, and did not part till after 11. I did not summon Lord Lansdowne. He and I are fallen out. There was something in an Examiner a fortnight ago that he thought reflected on the abuses in his office. He is Secretary at War, and he writ to the Secretary that he heard I had inserted that paragraph. This I resented highly, that he should complain of me before he spoke to me. I sent him a peppering letter, and would not summon him by a note, as I did the rest, nor ever will have anything to say to him till he begs my pardon. I met Lord Treasurer today at Lady Masham's. He would fain have carried me home to dinner, but I begged his pardon. What? Upon a society day? No, no. 'Tis rate, solace. I am drunk. Night MD. 28. I was with my friend Lewis today, getting materials for a little mischief, and I dined with Lord Treasurer and three or four fellows I never saw before. I left them at 7, and came home, and have been writing to the Archbishop of Dublin, and Cousin Dean, 9, in answer to one of his of 4 months old, that I spied by chance, routing among my papers. I have a pain these 2 days exactly upon the top of my left shoulder. I fear it is something rheumatic. It winches, 10, now and then. Shall I put flannel to it? Domville is going to Ireland. He came here this morning to take leave of me, but I shall dine with him tomorrow. Does the Bishop of Clare talk of coming for England this summer? I think Lord Molesworth told me so about 2 months ago. The weather is bad again, rainy and very cold this evening. Do you know what the longitude is? A projector, 11, has been applying himself to me to recommend him to the ministry, because he pretends to have found out the longitude. I believe he has no more found it out than he has found out mine. .12, however, I will gravely hear what he says, and discover him a knave or fool. Night MD. 29. I am plagued with these pains in my shoulder. I believe it is rheumatic. I will do something for it tonight. Mr. Lewis and I dined with Mr. Domville, to take our leave of him. I drank 3 or 4 glasses of champagne by perfect teasing, though it is bad for my pain. But if it continue, I will not drink any wine without water till I am well. The weather is abominably cold and wet. I am got into bed, and have put some old flannel, for want of new, to my shoulder, and rubbed it with Hungary water. 13, it is plague I hard. I never would drink any wine, if it were not for my head, and drinking has given me this pain. I will try abstemiousness for a while. How does MD do now? How does DD and PPT? You must know I hate pain, as the old woman said. But I'll try to go seep. My flesh sucks up Hungary water rarely. My man is an awkward rascal, and makes me peevish. Do you know that t'other day he was forced to beg my pardon, that he could not shave my head, his hand shook so? He is drunk every day, and I design to turn him off soon as ever I get to Ireland. I'll write no more now, but go to sleep, and see whether sleep and flannel will cure my shoulder. Nightdealist M.D. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.